You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey, it's Mae Whitman, and I play Frankie in the new Realm podcast, The Sisters. The Sisters is about a museum curator of medical oddities who investigates the origins of a mutated skeleton with two layers of bones. Soon, she uncovers an extraordinary mystery that connects her present with one family's tragic past in hauntingly dangerous ways. Listen to The Sisters wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Scam Wow. I'm Caitlin Bradney.
And I'm Sue Smith. And we love scams.
We love scams. Guys, we love scams. And we have a very exciting podcast today.
And you know what? Scams, we're finding that scams are left and right. And there's so many scams. There's even too many for us to keep up with.
No, we can't handle the scams. But we're not experts. We're scamsperts. So we know a lot about scams, but, you know, just like the fun, like internet level.
So if you sent us your scams, thank you. If you've alerted us, thank you. I have a million articles saved to read and I appreciate it. And I appreciate your service. And we'll get to that.
Oh yeah, we cannot wait. But don't quote us. We're just doing the best we can. And this is fun, guys. This is just for fun. We're not, don't sue us. It's basically, please don't sue
us. No. Please don't sue us. Nothing we're saying is fact. It's fun, all alleged. You know, we're comedians, satire. You get
my
it.
My mom loves us. That's all you need to know. I can't wait for today. I've really been dying for this pod. I'm in my house recording from my house, not the studio.
Yes, Caitlin's Skyping for the first time, and we're in the studio, so Caitlin's the one in the pajamas today.
I am fully in pajamas, my baby's asleep, and my day is done, and they look very fashionable and cool on Skype.
We're trying. So our guest today has the most interesting and fascinating job possibly in the universe.
Yeah, actually, that's correct.
Yeah. She is a freelance journalist. And she only covers theme parks.
Guys,
she's a theme park journalist.
It's amazing.
And she goes to Disney like 5 times a week.
Instagram is all rainbows and pretty and fun.
And beautiful houses.
Yeah,
you guys.
You got to follow her. You got to get involved in her life.
We should tell you, it's Carly Wiesel. Welcome.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Carly.
I got to say, for 1 second, I felt like my stomach dropped out to my butt and then I was maybe called here to answer for my job as though my title might be a scam because it might be.
You invented it. Listen, the cup is as big as the thing that you create.
Yeah.
I suppose that is true, yes.
You know what I mean? Like the void is
what you... Her cup overflowing.
You know what I mean?
I just realized I might have...
Your cup overfloweth.
You know, I just might have stepped right into the spider's web, just being like, yeah, you know, I eat churros for fun and it's also my job. And then I'm here with two scam experts.
No, that's the dream.
No, you documented it on social media because I know you're there.
There
and
are
I know you're doing
receipts.
No, that is the dream. We need to learn from you. I think you need to teach like a TED talk on how to like actually be happy and get paid.
It is in the works.
Oh,
oh wow.
TED talks. I mean, I haven't finished writing it yet. So in the works
so
could
excited.
Be any length of time.
Yeah, okay. No, that can be anything. Carly is here. Since she's the expert on Disney, she is here to tell us about all the scams that you can be scammed when you go to Disney and how to avoid them and, you know, how to be a smart traveler.
Yes,
I'm so
there
excited.
Are so many. Katie, you have no idea. I did too much research for this. I did too much.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Because, oh, you're welcome. Because once I found one scam, because I don't really report on scams that much for work. I mostly report on rides opening and ticket prices and hotels and where to stay.
And food.
And food, so much food. Yeah. I can't buy anything with a waistband.
Wait, can I ask you, I'm sorry this deviates, but what would you say, like, out of all the food, weird food things you've sampled, what would be, like, your top of the list?
Oh, my gosh. See, the problem is that a lot of times I don't get to eat by choice when I'm there.
You have to do
it. So when I do, when I do get to choose what I eat, I only want popcorn.
Oh.
That's like my go-to comfort food.
I was going to say Dole Whip.
I like a Dole Whip.
I know you love a Dole Whip.
But I almost prefer, there's going to be a lot of haters that come on for this, but I almost prefer a vanilla soft serve more than a Dole Whip.
I like a vanilla soft serve. Nothing wrong with that.
Who cares? Screw the haters. Eat what you want to eat.
Yes.
I guess in a way, you know, I don't want something fruit flavored, something healthy flavored when I'm having a dessert.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is a place in Disney's Animal Kingdom where you can get Dole Whip with rum. And then next week you can get a Malva pudding, which is it's like this cake drenched in caramel.
Oh.
So I usually go there. God. I'm like, yeah, I'm at the Dole Whip place. And then I just get Malva cake.
Ooh, Malva.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good.
Malva.
Malva.
Sexy. Delicious and sexy.
It is.
Okay, Carly, you did research, which is like music to our ears. Like, it touches our heart that anybody to come do research, because we know it's a lot of work.
I couldn't help myself. I have like a whole document of sources.
We'll take it.
Thank you.
We'll take it.
Great. We'll take it.
Okay, so I almost don't even know where to start because there are so many scams happening.
So you mean scams that are targeted at tourists.
We got scams targeted at tourists. We got scams done by tourists.
Oh.
It goes both directions at Disney World.
Wow, wow, wow. Why don't we start? Oh. I was going to say scams targeted at tourists. So people who, like me, are Disney uneducated, Disney novices.
Yes.
Know what to look out for. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I do have that feeling every time I'm in a theme park, like they're really screwing us over on this one and I don't know what it is. So it'll be like, I better get a free refill just because I'm worried that they're screwing me over on like a t-shirt or like something. I know that I am like a pawn and just like so helpless once you're inside a theme park that I'm dying to know more things I can be worried about.
Yes, perfect. Yes.
So to embrace the scam wow aesthetic, I will say that these scams are not affiliated with Disney, the company.
Yes.
These are just things that have bubbled up online that people who go to the parks do. They are not condoned by Disney. They are often not involved.
Sure.
But a lot of times Disney has had to change all of their policies. Because,
really?
Oh, yeah. Like Katie just mentioned refills.
Yeah.
If you buy a soda at Walt Disney World, it has an RFID chip in the cup and you're only allowed to refill it 3 times.
There's a chip in the cup?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What?
Everything.
You can tell if you refilled it?
Oh, yeah. You can't even scam soda. They can tell how many times you refilled it and they can tell when you refilled it. Because if you refill it too soon, they make you wait 3 minutes.
That is so creepy.
3 minutes?
I'm sorry. That is the creepiest fucking thing.
That, but you know what? People abuse the system and then they have to do stuff like this.
But soda costs like 2 fucking cents. Why are you going to put a chip in the cup?
Don't even. Listen. Last time I was there, I had to spend $4.50 to get a seltzer out of a Coke Freestyle machine.
What? That's water.
I know. And it came out brown. So I went to refill it and I had to wait 3 minutes.
Oh, that is crazy. That is crazy. Oh, guys.
My blood is boiling.
Yeah. Sue's blood's boiling. I'm in shock because a free refill, it should be you get 3 drinks. They should just say 3 drinks. She shouldn't say free refills.
Free should be on your own terms.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have – well, when
no
you're –
no strings attached.
Well, when there are free refills at restaurants, it's fine. But if you go somewhere where you have to physically hold a cup up to a machine,
yeah,
they give you 3 refills. But then again, you're only paying for a drink, so it's kind of generous.
I guess, Carly.
You know what it is? What I don't like is that I don't know that there's a chip in the cup. That is the issue.
Do they tell you there's a chip?
I don't think they tell you, but when you, it's all Coke freestyle machines. Actually, not all Coke freestyle machines.
Are those the ones with like the 50 different flavors?
Yeah. Okay. But I think I've also used it at a fountain soda machine.
Okay.
But it, I don't, maybe, which chicken or egg do I know? And that's why I knew when I went to the machine, or did I find out of the machine?
They got to tell you about the chips. They can't just be putting chips and stuff.
Carly, where are the other chips? Tell us everything.
Where are
I
the
need
chips
to know.
Well, I mean,
they're like Pokemon.
I mean, you do, your admission is tied to a wristband that you wear that basically tracks all your movements. But that's not even a scam.
But that's just okay. How the park works. I mean, but they do that at a Korean spa as
yes,
well. So.
Yes, same type of thing.
Okay.
And if a spa's doing it, it's A-okay.
Yes, exactly. That's my motto. Yeah.
But if we're talking real, real airtight scams.
Yes.
There is a scam that has been happening for about the past 5 or 6 years. That's as far as I could track it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a hotel room pizza scam.
Oh.
Yes. And what it is that even if you book your trip through Disney or Universal and you go to the theme parks, you stay at an on-property hotel, you know, you do everything by the book, you check into your room, you could still be subject to this scam.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And what happens is that there is a company that slides these little pieces of paper that look like they're advertising a pizza restaurant under your door.
Yeah.
And they look exactly like the real thing. Like, you know, and a lot of people come back to their room. They've been gone for 14 hours. They're hungry. Their kids need to eat. And they're like, boom, pizza's here.
Give me the pizza.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. I always forget. And then I'm back in my room and I'm like, I need all of the food immediately.
Yeah.
So what happens is that at a minimum, you'll get an inedible meal that is delivered 2 to 3 hours later.
Ugh.
And at a maximum, you won't get any food and your credit card information will be stolen.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you gamble and either way you lose.
But they do deliver a pizza.
Only sometimes.
Okay.
Wow.
Huh. And I read every Yelp review.
Yeah.
So what happens is that.
She read Yelp reviews.
Dude,
oh.
I can't take my reporter hat off.
Yeah.
The phone numbers constantly change, as do the names. There is almost never an address listed. And that the names like Lombardi's, one changed from Otto to Italy's Italian Pizza, which feels suspect. But I saw the flyer. I'll show you the
Italy's
flyer.
Italy's Italian Pizza.
The flyer looks like the real deal.
That's very redundant.
Of course
redundant.
It does. They're going to make it look like the real deal.
I know. And I've gotten them before and just ignored them.
Yeah.
Because I'm not ordering like an extra large pepperoni pizza alone at midnight.
Well, maybe I am.
Speak for yourself.
But speak for yourself.
It is nuts. It is nuts.
Why do you think that they even bother with the pizza? You know what I mean? It's like, just pick. Are you stealing credit cards or are you delivering pizzas?
I know. And I kept researching and couldn't find like one fake Italy's Italian that only stole credit card information and one that didn't.
Yeah.
But from what it sounds like, I mean, every review is 1 star across the board.
Oh, gosh.
I wrote down some choice reviews.
Yes, please.
Pizza was cold and the soda was hot. The box probably tasted better.
Oh.
And then this is the saddest one. You will never in your life be hungry enough to eat this. Never.
Oh.
And the pictures are bad. There's a picture where it's chicken wings that appear to have feathers. And there's one that's like a sad pizza with a huge bug on it.
Oh my God. No.
It sounds like the food is actually inedible. So I don't know. I really want to know how they get the food or what happens.
Why do they bother?
I don't know.
The food's been sitting around for days. They just hope they get a call.
The chickens are out back, right?
It's crazy. I just know that the hotels do not sanction this. They've tried to stop it for years. And still, the chicken wings have feathers.
Wait, so how do we know the chicken wings have feathers? How do we know that people are getting their credit card information stolen?
That was like, I'd say, when were those stories about it? Those were maybe like 4 or 5 years ago. And that's like what the scam was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that you'd call and order a pizza and they would just steal your info. You'd never get a pizza.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But since then, it seems like the business has been semi-legitimized to just make money by selling you the cheapest, most inedible,
pizza.
Horrible food.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I guess it's more of a margins game now.
I wonder how many people even know that that's a scam.
I got to say, I've gotten these flyers before and I never knew.
Yeah.
Even
after they get their pizza and they eat it, they'll just be like, this is really bad food.
Like,
you know what I mean?
It's the best pizza you can't get in Orlando.
Why are we messing with Italy's Italian?
That's my point.
I think that a lot of people probably have had their information stolen and just didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there was one, oh God, there was one website. It was called like Orlando Pizza Scammers dot WordPress.com. And it was like his collection of the times he's been scammed.
Oh my gosh.
And one of them was that he placed an order and immediately got a warning on his credit card from a $1,500 purchase in Nigeria.
Oh, whoa.
Geez. Yeah. So okay. It's a multi-level scam.
So it's real.
Wow.
It's real.
Yeah, wow. It's real.
There's a website to prove it. It's real.
There's a WordPress. It's real.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us more.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
So I looked up a lot of scams, but this one's my favorite.
Okay.
This is a Run Disney scam.
Uh-huh.
So if you are not aware of what Run Disney is, because why would you? It is a part of the Walt Disney Company that sponsors runs in Walt Disney World, and they used to do it in Disneyland.
Yeah.
And there are these multi-day runs where it's 3 to 4 days and there's different races leading up in lengths.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be a 5K and then a 10K, then a half marathon, sometimes a full marathon. It's just a multi-day running event.
Okay. But this is a real event.
It's above the board. It's through Disney. Yeah. It's by a portion of, it's not done by Walt Disney World or Disneyland, the parks. It's done by a separate entity, but it is full-blown Disney approved. And some drama happened online in 2017.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that drama.
And I got a shout out. This was covered in full detail thanks to the perfectly named website, marathoninvestigation.com.
Thank you for your service.
Was it just this one, or is it all marathons being investigated?
It is all marathons, but this is definitely the juiciest one.
Oh, wow.
So they, I think what they focus on is people who cheat the course, people who have steal other things, like just scammers in the marathon bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a whole world I never even thought of, cheating racers.
Yeah, and there's loads of them. But so in May 2017, someone wrote on Facebook that they had their race bib for a Tinkerbell 10K half marathon at Disneyland stolen. And these bibs cost hundreds of dollars. Like, it costs a lot of money to do one of these races. And apparently, I looked into it, and there's a lot of fraud of people copying bibs or using old ones to just kind of get in and do the race.
Yeah.
But this person fully signed out a bib that wasn't hers. And, like, this woman is good. She knew the person's birthday. She knew their name. Like, she was able to scam her way to get a bib. Yes.
That's an angry cousin. Her cousin was like, no, I'm going to run, bitch. You think you're fast in this family? I'm fast.
This is my bib now.
Yeah, what's the point? It's just you've just been dying to run. Like, you can go run around the block, honey. Like, why do you have to do that? Like,
unfathomable to want to exercise that badly.
Yes.
So something that happens in all these Disney races is that Disney parks have their own photography service. So they have employees who are stationed around the parks taking photos of your family, like just there to do whatever, any photo you need. And they have these during the race so that at the end of the race, you get photos of yourself running past the castle, past iconic things with the character. Yes. It's really nice.
Yeah.
But if someone steals a bib, there's also photos of the stolen bib on a person.
Dun, dun, dun.
So they found her.
Oh, wow.
And her name is Patty.
Uh-huh.
And they found 4 other races, which were not Disney races, that she hadn't registered but had photos of medals from on her Instagram.
Patty?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's all we hear of Patty until September 2017.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you.
Yes, which is the next set of Run Disney races, and it happens again. A runner posted online that she had one of her race bibs stolen at pickup, same deal, signed on her name, signed on her birthday, and it ends up that Patty is so good that she knew to only pick up the 5K bib because the other 2 race bibs required photo ID.
Wow.
Wow.
She's a master.
So has Patty been faced any kind of retribution?
Oh, there's more.
Oh. But wait.
So Patty is just choosing to run and just taking pictures. So this is really just Patty's ego.
Yeah.
These, like, photos of her running.
Yeah, there are literal souvenirs at the end of every race with photos of her. I don't know why she thought she could get away with it.
Yeah. Patty's not the smartest, but she's fast.
She's fast. So this is the type of weekend where there's a 5K, a 10K, and then a half marathon. So naturally, marathoninvestigation.com found the photos of her at the 5K, and they did this amazing, like, side-by-side where they circled a mole, they circled her watch, they circled all of these identifying characteristics to prove that, yes, this was the same thief. It was Patty.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
So they found out that the next day, which was the 10K, she had signed up for herself. She paid for a bib. Everything was fine. But everyone knew to look out for her.
Oh.
So people in the Run Disney community found her during the race, ran behind her, videoing her as she crossed the finish line. And there's this unbelievable video, which I can show you, where she is crossing the finish line and one security guard comes up and then a police person comes up and then she's being trailed by a little crew of security. And as she's walking with like four security people, like, this woman is busted, she still reaches out to grab the medal and puts it around her neck.
She needs that Patty. Photo. It's worth it.
And then immediately, you can't hear what they're saying, but she takes it off and gives it back.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow. My God.
I got to say, my childhood therapist from like middle school and high school, her name is Patty. Shout out, Patty. And she is a runner.
Oh, my God.
So I wonder if it's the same Patty.
I hope it is. I really do.
Same Patty.
Well, I have the video. I don't know if you want to see it now or if you want to put it in your show notes.
We'll put the video in the show notes.
Guys, this is worth clicking through to watch. Because people, like, keep in mind, people paid hundreds of dollars to run these races. And after running, like, a 10K race, spent the end of it, instead of celebrating, filming this woman getting cornered and cuffed by police.
Damn, Patty.
Race people don't fuck around.
They do not.
When you fuck with their bibs.
Now, okay, Katie, do you think this is a scam you approve of or one you do not approve of?
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, okay. So on my scale of scams, I think that it's not, I don't know, because this is such a personal physical violation. Like, you train so hard to be athletic in that sense, and you train and you fly over there to do the race and you're there and somebody takes that from you for their glory. So that's really like violating in such a specific way. It's bigger than money almost. But I also think it is so absurd that this person goes around with other people's medal. Like, I just don't understand her need for this. Like, she could run side by side. Like, I think a better scam, if you know, because I'm a scam artist in my heart, I believe the better scam is to run like close to the race and around the race and then track it and show that like you did it for free. Like, that would be more interesting to like have saved the money but done the same amount of stuff. Like, this is just selfies. These are like people that are like spending tons of money just for like a selfie experience, but she's exercising. So that's just, I don't know who's winning. I just can't. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I think, okay, I think that if she had stolen the bib from Disney, that I'd be cool with this. But the fact that she stole it from someone who paid for it, I'm not cool with it. Because what if you saved up, you know?
Yeah, it's the payment. And then it's also the physical investment. Like, marathons aren't, or even 5Ks. Like, it's not just like a walk in the park. You're running in the park and it's a lot. It's
a run in the park.
It's a run in the park. You're getting your endorphins, you know. It's just an investment. And so it's the most bizarre scam, I think. I'm still thinking about it.
The weirdest thing for me is that she stole a bib for a shorter race, but paid for the longer one.
Yeah.
So it's like, why don't you just run the 10K?
There had to be some photo op. There had to be like some princess that you run by or like some Gatorade magical fountain that she really wanted to be posing in front of. I don't know.
The two races were in the same park. Well, it's really confounding.
Maybe she was too tired to run the longer one. Like, she's just been scheming and scamming and, you know, it's like hard to be... It's hard to do it. You know, it's a lot of stress. So she just wanted to get it over with.
Maybe. Do we know what happened to her?
So I could not find her Instagram. I actually spent a lot of time looking for it.
Yeah.
And I found a way I could have found it.
Yeah.
And she is blocked for, like, she shut it down when all this happened.
Yeah.
But I think she also changed her Instagram name.
Mm-hmm.
But the end of the video is of her getting cuffed and escorted to her car. And what I found out from the marathon website is that she got escorted to her car and she did not get in trouble for the bib, but she got a citation for being in a handicapped parking spot with someone else's placard.
No!
Uh-huh.
Oh!
Whoa!
So she got away with it.
No.
It's a real Al Capone situation, one might say.
Wow. She got away with it?
Yes.
Patty.
But she's also the kind of person that would then sit in a handicap spot and wouldn't give into a person in Disneyland.
Let me tell you, Patty. Oh, God, Patty. Let me tell you, Patty, the jig is up. We got your number on Scam Wow. Yeah. And if you're my old therapist, then you need help.
Thank you for the previous advice, therapist. But right now, you need to look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. Wow. People be crazy.
People are crazy. So nuts.
Uh-huh. And then I have, well, what I would basically call the many, 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 many scams of Disney parks.
Yes.
So.
Okay, please.
Just to give you a top level explanation. People spend a lot of money to go to these parks. It is very, very difficult to visit Walt Disney World.
Yes.
Especially, which is what my job is helping people kind of figure out how to go there, write a lot of guides, that type of thing.
Okay, so like how much are we talking, like I'm poor, my family's going, like how much is just general?
If you're poor, your family's not going.
You're not going.
No, okay. At this point, not really.
That's okay. Why I didn't go until I was 12. Okay, so, but what is like a general admission for one person?
So if the Disney brain in me is like, well, one park or all parks and 1 day or 2 day or 3 day, and are you doing a park hopper?
Wow.
So a 1 day ticket is in general, at this point, they've been raising prices since the official price raise 6 months ago. So at this day, generally, a 1 day ticket is going to cost
To one park,
I'd say like $115.
Whoa-ish.
Yeah. And it's all, they've switched to a calendar where the pricing changes every day of the year. Oh. So it really depends on when you go, things like that.
Like peak season.
Yeah, if you go the week of Christmas, it's now $159 for one person for one park for 1 day.
Oh my gosh, that is a scam.
It's a lot of money. I mean, I will say, you know, they're doing a lot. They're opening more rides than ever before.
You get three refills.
Yeah. Well, quote unquote. There are at least reasons they're raising the prices, but that doesn't mean that the prices aren't astronomical.
So what if I would do 1 day for all the parks? How many parks are there?
There's four. So okay. It's usually about, I think it's $50 more.
Okay.
55-ish.
Oh, that's a deal.
If you want to go to all four.
Yeah.
But, okay. I mean, usually you go for vacation and then it kind of, when you do a multi-day ticket, the price is much less and it's spread out and okay. Et cetera, et cetera.
Got it.
But basically, the last 4 or 5 years, Disney has just had to install so many rules just to combat all the mini scammers.
Wow.
I love it.
I mean, everything from tickets have to be tied to a photograph at Disneyland now because a lot of people were reselling tickets. So if you bought a 4-day ticket, you use 2 days and then you sell off the 2 days to someone else.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore.
So when you buy a ticket, you have to give them your photo ID?
You have to take a photo at the entrance at Disneyland or Disney California Adventure.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So you can't resell an old ticket at Disney World. When you approach the front gate, you have to scan your Magic Band or your ticket, which is your admission. And then you have to give them what's not a fingerprint, but you put your finger on a screen and it's like a biometric scan that just kind of matches your admission to you.
I'm sorry. That's creepy, Disney.
What? Like Minority Report?
Yeah. Keep in mind, this is not even the scam portion of this segment.
No, this is just protocol.
Yeah. And there's a lot of information. If you guys really want to look into this, you can go on Disney's website. They have a lot of information. It is not a fingerprint. It is not a fingerprint.
It sounds like a iPhone thing.
Yes. It's just kind of matches a form of a scan of yourself, which I know it sounds like a fingerprint. It's not a fingerprint.
But why do they need? They got my picture. Why did they need my print?
They don't take pictures at Disney World.
Oh.
Pictures are Disneyland.
Okay.
It's two separate systems, who knows?
Okay.
But at Disney World, it just kind of matches you to your admission. So you can't resell your admission. You can't pass it off to someone else. You can't pass it back to someone enters, et cetera. But now, kids between 3 and 10 who used to not have to scan their fingers have to scan their fingers because people were reselling those tickets.
Oh, gross.
I
don't want my kids scanned.
Oh, yeah. OG scams like stuffing your kids' shoes to make them tall enough to go on a ride, which Chris Hemsworth did.
What?
Yes. He just went on a late night show and was talking about it. I believe he put Snickers in his daughter's shoes to make her tall enough to go on a ride.
Oh.
Yeah, which is very unsafe. Do not do that.
But it also sounds disgusting.
Yeah, because they probably melted into little pools of chocolate.
And then you got shoes, the Snickers.
Uh-huh.
Snickers shoes.
But like, that's very unsafe.
That's
I understand you want to go on a ride with your kid, but like Disney tests these rides to the
why
nth
would you
degree.
Put that?
And
why
if
would you
they
do to your
say,
kid? Like, get your kid an ice cream. I mean, get your kid some other reward.
Then don't let your kid go on the ride. It's too dangerous.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Like if you are, if you can't go on a ride, if you're under 42 inches, there are a lot of reasons why. It's very unsafe.
Maybe it's going to jostle your brain.
Maybe
I hear you.
Brain.
Yeah.
Like,
but
it's,
a lot of these scams. Yes, your brain's just going to be sloshing around in your teeny tiny head. But a lot of these scams revolve around fast passes.
Yes. Okay. Fast pass. I got a bone to pick here.
Tell me more.
I just think it's so, what does that kind of teach our kids, that you can just buy your way to the beginning of the line? I think it's bullshit.
I love it.
Well, this is why I'm with Katie on this one, because fast passes are free.
What?
Yes.
Excuse me?
At other parks. Yes. At other parks.
At Universal or at a Six Flags or at like a regional kind of amusement park.
My mind is blown. You pay to be in a, you know, a different line, and then you skip the line and you go on more quickly.
Yeah.
But at Disney, everyone is given, at Disney World, everyone is given 3 fast passes with their ticket. Everyone.
Uh-huh.
So everyone has a chance to skip at least 3 lines every day.
Every day.
Which is
That's
nice.
Really nice.
It's wholesome. Yeah. That's wholesome.
If you're booking a trip like, you know, a year in advance, all your kid wants to do is meet Anna and Elsa from Frozen. This way you can guarantee, you can go on your trip and know that that will happen.
Okay.
Which I appreciate. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Sorry, Disney. Sorry I, you know, came out of the gate hot on those fast passes.
It's fine. That's because I've been in a situation standing in a standby line at a park I will not name and seeing other people just breeze by, and it did not feel good.
Yeah. You know what it's like? It's like when you're checking in at the gate at the airport and like people just breeze right by into first class and you're there till class D.
Or at AMC where now they have class lines.
They do?
Yes. Yeah. If you go to an AMC and you're a Stubbs member, you go in a special line to get popcorn more quickly.
I glare at everyone.
Very upsetting.
Capitalism.
I hate it.
It does not make me feel good. But, you know, Disney has spent millions and millions of dollars devising this system that gives everyone a chance to skip the line for free.
Yeah.
So, of course, people are going to take advantage of it as much as they can.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
So there, I mean, there are a multitude of these, but I pulled out some of my favorites.
Okay.
So there was a loophole where up until 2017, you could book fast passes on tickets that were expired and not being used and enter the park and kind of like ping all these fast passes off of different tickets that were not used.
Oh.
which they now, if they catch you, they will put a lock on your account.
An old ticket, and you would use your FastPass.
Basically, everything that's about to happen is a tale of you kill one cockroach and another shows up.
Yeah.
It just never ends.
How do you get access to it? Can you, I'm sorry, my brain is confused. Can you break it down a little bit?
Yes, about how this particular scam worked, or?
Like, how do you use your old
FastPass? Yeah, is there like a FastPass watch or something, or a wristband?
Now everything happens through the My Disney Experience app, which is basically the Disney World app. You can reserve all your fast passes in advance. You can change them day of. You can book extra ones all on your phone.
Okay.
Or at a kiosk. And I believe that kiosks used to be when not everyone had a smart. Now these days, pretty much everyone has a smartphone.
Yeah.
But, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of people would use the kiosks to get fast passes. And there, I believe you could use an expired ticket to get fast passes.
So if you had been to Disney like a year ago, or someone had just given you an old ticket,
any old ticket, the kiosk wouldn't recognize that it was old. It would just recognize it.
That's smart.
Oh, yeah. But you can't do it on the app. You could only do it at the kiosk.
Well, the app capability came on maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So there was a time when they switched from kiosk to app, but Disney won't let you. You have to have checked in. Like, you have to have a valid admission to do this.
Okay.
And then this is what I did all last night, was read about how people were cheating to hoard passes.
Oh.
So there's this thing called rider swap, where, you know, if you're a family, let's say like two parents, and either if you have one baby or if you have a kid and a younger kid, if you want to go on a thrill ride that has height requirements where not everyone can ride, instead of making everyone wait twice, what happens is you say, oh, I'd like to use rider swap. So one adult stays with the kid who can't ride, and the other one goes on the ride and waits in line. Yeah. And then when they come out, the other half of the party can immediately go on the ride.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is, I've been doing this for years, and this concept is still so hard for me to read and understand. So basically it just means that if you have a kid who's, you know, short and you're going on a roller coaster, everyone will get to ride.
Yeah.
But so even if you wait with, you know, supervising the child that can't go on, you'll still get a chance to ride without having to wait forever.
Oh, so like one parent is staying with the kid who can't go on, and then the parent goes by themselves next time around.
Well,
okay.
So what a lot of people were doing is kind of optimizing the system.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this thing called Rider Switch Ninja, where you would... there's so many layers to this, but basically the rider switch passes. They'd give you a pass for when you return to be like, oh, someone in my family waited, I'm good to go right on. They would last for a month.
Oh.
So people would hoard them. People would sell them on eBay. People would do a lot of different stuff. So that now the rule is that it's digital and that you only have an hour to go back on the ride.
Wow.
And there's a lot of other stuff that's kind of above board where there's almost no way for me to explain this without speaking a different language.
Yeah.
But basically, you can reserve half the amount of fast passes and utilize the second group going back in line to get everyone on two rides using rider switch or rider swap and not using as many fast passes. Which, as of last month, Disney has cracked down on.
A lot. Yes.
I was in some weird comment forums last night.
So,
if you have a baby and you know what you're doing, you can really scam your way through some fucking rides.
Okay. So, but it's, you're using your FastPass, but it won't mark it as used if you do your rider swap kind of?
It'll mark it as used, but it'll let the second people through without having to scan any FastPasses.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
But my favorite FastPass scam.
That is a different language.
Yeah, yes. Has to do with unofficial VIP tours at Walt Disney World.
Oh.
So I spent maybe a full workday researching this yesterday because I.
Thank you.
So you're welcome.
I love it.
So, another one of my favorite FastPass scams is people utilizing a loophole with FastPasses to run unofficial VIP tours on property in the park.
Excuse me?
Yes. So. Walt Disney World has these official VIP guides where they wear little plaid outfits and they're very nice and you can hire them for minimum 6 hours for $450 to $650 per hour.
What?
Gratuity not included.
Yes, for a minimum of six.
What if you don't want to be around that person for 6 hours?
Oh, they are heaven. They are the most pleasant, well-informed, wonderful, public-facing Disney employees you'll probably ever meet. They're so, like, they are so good. They take out groups of up to 10, could be families, could be all adults, and they just, like, run your vacation like a boss.
I love that.
They are so, it's worth every penny, even though it's all
a
the
lot
pennies.
Of, yeah. A lot of pennies, yeah.
Because what they do is that they walk you through fast pass lines all day. So you don't wait in line, you don't make any plans.
If
you
want to
eat somewhere
luxurious.
For lunch, you tell them, they get you in. It's basically taking a parachute away from all of the crazy Disney planning and just jumping, and then they'll catch you.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. But there are also unofficial VIP tours.
I want you to know that as you've been talking, I've been trying to do the basic math of how much it costs and failing. 450 times 6, 2,400, like $2,800.
Oh, and admission's not included.
Not included. No. Mm-hmm. Why would you?
Per person, too? Does each person pay for that, or is it for the group?
That's for up to 10 people.
Oh, okay.
Cool, okay. Cool.
Yeah. But there's these unofficial VIP tours where you can hire a company. I think it's like about half of what they charge, possibly less, like $150 to $200 an hour. And what they used to do is that they would reserve fast passes on a bunch of different accounts. Uh-huh. And then they would transfer them to the people going on the tour. So that whenever you'd, like, the next time you wanted to go on a ride, they had one fast pass hidden and held. And they would just throw it at you.
Oh.
But that's why Disney shut down the ability to transfer fast passes last year.
Oh.
So basically, planning your vacation is getting harder and harder and harder because all people are just exploiting any loophole they can find.
I have a question. These unofficial VIP tours, were they still, like, Disney still allowed them?
Very good question, Sue.
Okay.
So they do, and it appears that everything they do now is above board, as far as I can tell. My friend Len, actually, I was asking him a million questions about this. Yeah. He actually called them and asked them because he, I don't know if he wants to, I don't know if the company he called knows who he was.
Yeah.
But he called them and he asked them everything. And basically they just are, they know every legal way to get on a ride faster.
Okay.
It's just like which rides have longer lines earlier in the day. Like they just, they know every detail.
Wow.
And so that's how they take you
that's
through.
That's their jobs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
These people are really interesting.
Yeah. But I couldn't find anything. I read every 5-star review for one of the leading companies, and none of them mentioned anything about FastPass transfer or doing anything that might be a loophole or illegal. It's just them being like, I had the most wonderful vacation. They are the best, and I love them. And they're not affiliated with Disney. And apparently, a few years ago, if Disney caught you leading an unofficial tour, they would kick you out and ban you from the park.
Oh.
So I don't know how, I still don't really know how it's happening.
Well, Lizzie,
scammer's going to scam.
Scammer's going to scam. Disney's got a lot of fish to fry.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Speaking of fish to fry.
Wait. I have some questions about the unofficial VIP tours.
Yes.
How much are they and what kind of outfits do they wear? Do they wear plaid trying to pass as official?
They wear normal clothing.
Okay.
The pricing, I think, depends, you know, because it's seasonal. But I feel like I saw $150 to $200 an hour for one of them.
Damn.
I know people go on them and they're great. It's just, I like to follow the rules, you know?
Me
and
too.
And it seems very, very wrong. I don't know. I would never want to hire someone.
But listen, you're scamming Disney. You're not scamming a person. So this is an okay scam.
I don't know if I agree.
Wow.
On Sue's chart, this is an okay scam.
This is, I approve.
Wow.
Yeah. I would
well,
do this
is also Carly's employer, so maybe.
Oh, no. Unaffiliated.
Sorry.
Unaffiliated journalist. Yeah. It's fine. And my grandma calls me every week and asks me how working for Disney is. And I'm like, it's wonderful.
Amazing.
If I worked for Disney, I would make a lot more money.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But so, you know, going back to fish to fry.
Yep.
Another wonderful scam was that people were transferring dining reservations for money.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So at Disney World, reservations are available 180 days in advance.
What?
Which means that, you know, 6 months in advance, you need to know what park you're going to be at, what time you're going to want to eat.
It's like a
where
type A's dream.
And
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love this.
Yeah.
But, you know, and also 180 days in advance, the big ones like Cinderella's Royal Table, where you get to eat in Cinderella Castle with princesses, or Be Our Guest, where you get to
that.
Eat in Beast's Castle.
Oh, I
and
Beast do that.
Is there at night. Like these. Yeah, like these, exactly. These
My
like wonderful, immersive dinners and meals go 180 days in advance
wow.
sometimes.
Wow.
So people were squatting on reservations and selling them. And there was this site, Disney Dining Buddy, that charged $8 for a reservation, and Diz Dining Agent, which charged $15 for preferred ones.
Oh my.
And they would just like transfer the name on the res.
Oh my
and,
God.
Oh yeah.
Orlando Sentinel reported on it a couple years ago that Disney sent out cease and desists and they're all gone.
Wow.
Just boom, gone.
You know what? Again, a good scam.
Yes. But I like that they, I like that Disney took care of it, because now there's websites who offer the service of letting you know when, I believe one of them is called Disney Dining. No, that's the bad one. I don't know what the good one is, but there's one where you, it's just people who kind of scrape the back end of the website.
Yeah.
So if you are looking for a reservation, they'll text you when it's available and then you book it. You don't pay anyone. It's just like a friendly, hey, this is open now.
Interesting. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Which I think is nice.
Okay. There's so much like data stuff going into this.
Oh, you have no idea. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of data. There's a lot of message boards. Even though it's 2019, so much is happening on Disney message boards.
I love it.
Wow.
Like, so many threads about, like, I even in researching this, I found out about things like, there's this concept called umbrellaing, where you can give people fast passes through your hotel reservation, which I never knew about. Just there's it goes so deep. This is my full-time job, and I did not know.
Everybody just wants to cut the line. Like, everybody just wants to cut. No, everybody hates lines. That's what this is.
Yes.
Why don't they just open more parks? You know,
yeah.
Supply and demand.
That's the thing, is that the tickets are more money. You'd think that there's more attractions, so there's more places for people to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the parks are busier than ever, and they're more expensive, and more people are coming.
Okay.
Oh.
It's just like they can't lose.
I'm sorry, Carly. This sounds like a nightmare.
I love it.
So wait, Carly. Okay, this is very cool. I love how anything that you become an expert at, that is what is fascinating to me. Like, you know all of this so well, where it's like very overwhelming to me, because I'm like, I'm sure I'm missing something, or I'm not going to be aware of something I needed to have been done to be a part of it. But I love how this is, you know this very, very well.
It's yes. Great. And I, my very, very niche specialty within this is helping people who don't usually go to Disney parks embarking on their journey there.
Oh, yeah.
Because as you guys are hearing, this is insane.
It's crazy.
And how would you even know that you have to book a reservation 6 months early?
I would have no idea.
Yeah. So that's, I'm currently working on a website that is going to make it very easy for people who don't know all of the tiny, tiny, tiny little details
that's so
and tips,
nice.
All which are not breaking any rules.
That's so nice.
They can go and find them out.
Carly Wiesel, Google her. CarlyWiesel.
Yes. Oh, but I got two more.
Okay.
No,
I know. I'm
okay.
Just saying. People got to see what you're working on.
I'll take a mid-show plug.
Yeah, no, it's a mid-show plug.
Please,
that's what we're doing.
But, okay, the next one is a souvenir scam.
Yes. Okay.
So, there's this thing called pin trading at Disney, which is actually really spectacular. What they do is that they sell pins. They're like, some are fancy, some are not as fancy, some are in little packs of four for a lower price. And what happens is that cast members, which are what Disney employees are referred to.
Every employee is a cast member?
Every employee.
To be cast.
I'm sorry. That's dumb.
Well, it's based on the fact that a lot of Disneyland is supposed to be influenced by theater, because
sure.
That's what Walt Disney wanted.
Sure, but like,
I would
I
love
don't know.
It.
If I'm a waitress, don't call me a cast member.
I'm a cast member in my
no,
life.
You're
too.
Helping, teasing me.
You're helping make Disney magic every day.
Okay. Okay.
You're all CMs.
CM.
But yes. So if you see a CM at a, you know, at a pin training stand or at a store or usually at every hotel front desk, anyone who has a lanyard covered in pins or has a, there's a pin book, which looks like a trapper keeper, or there's a little cork board, you can trade.
Uh-huh.
And so you have these Disney pins you carry around. You see one you like, you're allowed to trade, I think, two per person. So you can go,
okay.
You can get a, basically keep upgrading your souvenir and get something fun.
And it's free.
It's free.
Wait,
totally free.
But you can't.
You just have to have an official Disney
okay,
pin.
You can't just go up to some lady with her kids and say, can I have your pin? Can we trade? It has to be like a Disney official trader. Like the stock market?
Yes. So you can trade pins with other people, but the great thing about trading, doing actually official Disney pin trading, is that the cast members can't say no. So it doesn't matter if they don't like your pin as much as the one they're wearing on their lanyard. They always have to say yes and trade.
Cast members can't say no.
Can't say no. Yeah. Well, okay.
Here's where the scam comes in.
Wait. I'm still trying to get my head around pin trading.
So basically, there is like an underground drug market happening at Disney parks, but instead of drugs, it's adorable little character-shaped pins.
Wow.
And you just walk up to someone and you're like, I'd love to trade this for that. And then they have to give it to you.
Wow. So it's like baseball cards.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And it's, but also if you try to trade with a regular person,
so
they can be like, I don't want your gross ass pin.
It's so cute. It's like,
I guess.
Disney's like, you know what, guys? There's a market on baseball cards. There's a market on this.
I think it's really nice because it encourages young children to get out of their shell and talk to strangers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is nice, but we're not here to talk about nice
things.
Like letter writing. Like, what do you call it? Pen pals and
yes.
shit. That I see. Okay.
Yes.
It's a pen pal.
And I like it because you pay one low fee and then you get to keep upgrading and then you end up buying more pins. So
wait, you have to pay to be in the pins?
You have to buy a pin, dude.
Oh, just one. Yeah.
Well,
but it's not a club. Oh, God.
Well,
where are we going?
It's a pin cult. It's very simple. It's just a pin cult.
Yeah.
It absolutely is a pin cult.
Multi-level pin cult.
Well, so, you know, these pins are made in a factory. And apparently what happens is that they make a mold of the pin and then they produce the pins and then they sell them.
Yeah.
But then the factories would make a second run of unofficial pins.
Okay.
Wow.
And these are called scrappers.
Wow.
And these scrapper pins popped up on eBay. You can buy them in bulk. And they have fully diluted the market.
Wow.
So now when you go to trade pins, most of them are fake pins.
Oh, no.
Like a very, very, very high number.
Most
of them.
Wholesome.
Oh my
trades.
God.
And you got screwed.
I know.
Still corrupt. Still
scammed. You can buy, like, I mean, if you buy 4 trading pins, because they have souvenir pins, which are really, really high quality, like $15 pins, you know, little souvenir fancy ones. They sometimes like things slide in them and things dangle and move and they're sparkly. But a trading pin, which is a little, you know, just like a throwaway little nothing, you buy 4, it's maybe $16.
Okay.
But you can buy, I think a pack of 25 on eBay would probably be $6.
Oh.
Wow.
So everyone, of course, buys these and like you don't know if they're scrappers. You don't know if it's just someone who's collected a bunch. And then the market is just.
And there's no way to tell.
No. And like now when you trade pins, it's very rare that you find something that's really great because they're all the same pin.
Wow. When you say you don't know who it is it the Disney cast member doesn't know if you're giving them a fake pin or is it other people in the park are trading? I'm still confused of who is getting duped by the pins.
I'd say everyone loses because they're almost impossible to tell if they are or aren't.
So it's like the company makes the pins. So it's like the same as non.
It's like if a company making a designer purse makes a fake one that looks almost identical.
Well, it is identical.
Yeah. There's little things like there's little ways to distinguish. There's a guide someone posted online that I'll give to you to put in the show notes. But there's ways. There's little marks on them. You can tell they're a little different.
Yeah.
But, you know, in a casual trade, there's so many of them now, you just can't even tell.
Wow. So is Disney fighting this crime or they've accepted it?
If there's one that clearly looks fake, they might say something. I've never heard of anyone. I mean, I own ones that I don't know if they're, I don't know if they're scrappers or not.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm a scrapper. Through and through.
It's just, you know, the factories. But I have one last scam.
Please.
Oh, yes.
So this is less of a scam and more of a for continued reading.
Okay.
I started listening to a podcast today.
Uh-huh.
That is called Backside of Magic.
Okay.
And what it is that they basically talk about how to scam Disney.
Bad people.
It's lots of teensy weensy little baby scams, like how to sneak into Disney hotel pools. And they talk about hiding to-go coffee cups in sock drawers so you can get a free refill at the hotel the next morning. It's just basically how to save money at Disney, but done through questionable means.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some, I mean, I've only listened to 2 or 3 episodes because like I said, my friend Jonathan Rubenstein just introduced me to this and I'm so pissed I didn't listen to every episode before coming on here. But one of the ones that was real scammy that I heard on the episode was telling waiters that like, oh, I'm so worried. Like we're sitting down to our table late. Like I think I'm going to miss my fast pass. And then trying to get them to give you a free fast pass that way.
Oh, weird.
And then
that's just manipulation.
They told a story about, yeah. And then there was another one where they were like, oh, I once had to, my daughter lost something. I had to go to a had to go back to the hotel to get it. And so they let me park at the hotel, which they usually don't do unless you have like a dining reservation or you're staying there. So they let him park at the hotel, and then he got the thing from Lost and Found, and he's like, well, and then they spent 4 hours at the pool.
Oh, that's
so it's
mean.
All these ways to basically like lie to a cast member's
That's face. Just basically like being a con artist. It's just like lying. It's like a podcast on how to lie. Like there's no art to it.
Yeah.
It's done in like a very strangely nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I listen to it and they're like, we're just, you know, trying to let people
I'm gonna listen and love it.
And they take like listener tips.
It's not like
Yeah, it's basically how to treat people in a certain way to try to get free stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like the conceit is like, well, they're charging you so much anyway. So, yes.
So who
that's
cares?
How you game the system a little bit. Yeah.
Morally ambiguous.
Yes. Morally ambiguous. Yes, that's a great.
The dudes
great
who hosted seem very nice.
Yeah.
I would not do most of anything that they mentioned because I am from the Midwest and that is not how I was raised. But it's really crazy to listen.
That's why you're so successful.
It is.
At your job is because like you're very trustworthy.
I am a journalist.
Yes.
The last one was integrity, folks.
Yeah. The last one was just a lesson. And if you want to hear them and be like, I'm not going to do that, then you'll feel very self-righteous.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah.
I have snuck into a hotel pool before.
How did it go? See, this is what I don't get because they don't do this at Disney because they don't have like full, it's not like, you know, like the Bel Air where they're like, oh, would you like any food? Blah. Don't they ask you what hotel room you're in if you order anything?
Oh, no. This was like in dirty, like Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh.
We're on the beach. It's like too hot on the beach, but I don't want to go in the ocean because I hate the ocean scares me. So I was like, let me sneak into a pool.
Smart.
So I did it. Nobody said a word.
Wow.
I'd be so scared.
Austin was very scared. My husband.
Austin did it too?
I made him do it. He was so scared, but it was fun. I love a little thrill. I'll be honest.
I'd just be so scared of being caught.
Yeah. But I don't think there's a lifeguard. Like,
yeah, because there's some pools at Walt Disney World where you need a wristband. And like, you're not going to game that system.
No.
But other pools, it's really just a gate. And if you get past that gate.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, but we tried to do it in the Bahamas, though. So we were staying at a shitty yoga retreat that was probably scammy next to a very, very nice resort. And we walked over to the resort and you can like hang out there or whatever. But then we tried to go into the pool area, but it was wristband only, and a security guard stopped us, so it did not work there.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a serial pool skipper.
That's me.
Wow.
I'm not a bad person. I just don't like paying a lot of money for things.
I understand.
You know? Just to...
And I will pay extra to be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, I like...
Amazing.
If I'm like doing the thing, I do like following the rules. I just like getting free shit. I just like...
Yeah.
Oh, I love free shit. I just want free shit all the time.
A lot of people won't admit that. And I very much appreciate that you do.
Are there any scams that like are outright that people need to be aware of?
So there's a lot of them change year by year. Currently, there was some Facebook scam a few months ago about tickets. But basically, bottom line, if you are finding somewhere where Disney tickets are weirdly cheap, they are fake.
Uh-huh.
There are a few reputable websites online. I know mousesavers.com.
Mousesavers.
Oh, yeah. There's That's a whole really Disney cute. Internet that you guys don't know about.
Yeah.
They list all the current promotions and deals. And then Touring Plans has a ticket calculator where touringplans.com, which is a website I often refer people to because they're on top of everything.
Is this for all vacations?
Just for Disney tickets and Universal. I think they have the ticket calculator for Universal too. But for Disney, you go and you enter kind of when you're going, your dates, whatever, and then they will give you a reputable option and the cheapest option for a ticket.
Okay.
Because if anyone is interested, Disney changed their pricing structure 6 months ago. So any ticket that was purchased last year at a lower rate lasts until the end of 2019.
Uh-huh.
So you can still find a cheaper ticket from now until the end of the year. But after that, the market might dry up.
Thank you so much for your research.
Of course.
Carly, you're
journalism.
So sweet, too. I love it.
I love it.
I love you guys. This is, as you know, because I text Sue every week. This is one of my very favorite podcasts.
Oh, it's so nice.
I love it.
That means a lot to us.
Yeah.
It is truly my favorite. I'm so glad I could come on here and talk about more things than like sad news stories of a woman stealing people's Disney admission or like taking money from a company to just blast off to Florida.
You're doing service.
I know. I hate like really, really sad stuff. I hate this is like sort of adorable. And yeah, at the end of the day, it's like when you think of Disney, you're like, oh, it's just like a character, like a little animal getting shoved a little bit. It's like very harmless. I feel like a Disney character is like, hey, leave me alone, but they're fine.
Like, it's just like Mickey being pushed around for pins for scrappers.
It's just crazy. It's like, you're right, Sue. It's like people see a line. People are going in a line that's faster, and it's some sort of human urge to figure out how to skip that line as quickly and as often as possible.
I know. It's crazy.
Because people will never stop trying to figure it out.
No.
Ugh. It's working. There's plenty of stuff now that it's like Disney just probably doesn't know about it yet. And once they do, they'll try to end it.
Where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me on the internet. My name is Carly Wiesel. All my handles are at that. I'm most active if you like photos, Instagram, if you like me yelling to the sky, Twitter.
Yes.
But my name is spelled CarlyWiesel.com. And if you want to read my work, that's my website. That's not my handle. There's no .com in my handle. Same name. But if you want to read my work, and then, you know, if you need help visiting Disney parks, because you will, go to my website, which was CarlyWiesel.com, and I'll be there.
Thank you. And also, she has this fascinating article about a $15,000 dinner.
Oh, yes, at Disneyland. There is a secret, very, very expensive dinner that happens inside of the park that I was lucky enough to go to and write about, and it's nuts. And I also wrote a story about Disney weddings where I went to a stranger's wedding at 10 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, my gosh. And where are those articles?
Those are all on my website, which is CarlyWiesel.com.
Awesome. You definitely have to read those because they're fascinating. Thank you so much, Carly.
Thanks for having me. This was the highlight of my whole life.
Yay! I doubt it.
It was.
Oh, thank you, Carly, so much. That was awesome.
Thank you, Carly. You're so cool. She's also the sweetest person ever.
She's the nicest, like literally legit the nicest person in the whole world.
The nicest.
So you guys, if you've been scammed or if you know of like mass level scamming, like Carly does, you can email us at scamwellpodcast@gmail.com.
You can connect with us on Instagram or Twitter. I've been getting so many amazing messages on Instagram, and we are just loving it. And we're loving the scams you guys are bringing us and your feedback. And it's a nice little world that I'm really enjoying.
And if you want to call and leave us a message and tell us about your personal experiences with scams, feel free. 347-509-9414. And if you like the podcast, please rate and review us on iTunes.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi there. This is for the podcast Scam Wow. My name is Bailey. Love the podcast. Love a good scam. I actually just wanted to do kind of a thank you and a PSA. So I got a phone call a couple days ago from a Chicago area code, and I used to live in Chicago, but I don't anymore. So I was like, that's kind of weird. So I didn't pick up, let it go to voicemail. And it was this weird robot recording, saying that my social security number had been compromised. And that I had to call the number and give it to them and let them know, kind of like what's going on. Obviously I did not answer, did not call them back. Mostly because I listened to one of your episodes where you guys said that the government will never call you. They'll always send a certified mail. So if anyone gets that phone call, let it go to voicemail and never call them back. So glad they're blocked. And glad I listened to you guys and knew not to call him. So thank you. Love the show. And can't wait for the next episode.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
to save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.